Okay, we are towards the end of Simin Yutes. We did already Yud. We started yesterday the Sh'odim Mitzion B'Halacha Ois Dalit. And basically what he says is, we didn't finish the last part, the last two lines that was missing. Just look at the two lines on the left side. There are two lines on the left side under page Kuf Chav Hei. V'nira d'yesh l'smech al zeh im loy okar raglov d'ho ka'okar raglov hadin pasha k'shulchan aruch d'choy zeh l'tchilas ha'tfila. So basically what he's saying is, we learned in the case of Shulchan Aruch the halacha that until you say Yehiyu l'ratzon imrei fi, you can go back to Ritzei. If a person says the entire Shemun Esrei and you forgot to say, let's say the same Talmudot l'vracha, or you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, and you already conclude Hamavorich Esamo Yisrael Bashalom, and you already said L'kai Nitzar, but you did not yet say Yehiyu L'Ratzon Imrei Fi. So we learned in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that it's not too late. You can go back and you can say Ritzei for Yalav Yavo, and you can go back to Baruch Aleinu for the same Talmud L'Vracha. And then he quotes this Sefer, the Gilyonei Hashas, the Gilyonei of Yosef Engel, so it appears that he's discussing a situation where a person does not say Elokai Nitzar. It could be that Elokai Nitzar is a more modern addition to the Shemona Esrei. The old edition of the Shemona Esrei, when you say HaMavarech, Esamo Yisrael Bashalom, that's how Shemona Esrei ended. He did not say this private prayer, Elokai Nitzar, this just was appended to the Shemona Esrei. So he's discussing the situation where a person said HaMavarech, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMavarech, Esamo Yisrael Bashalom, and then it appears even that from the truth of his calling, they did not say Yehiyu L'Ratzon. See, we are so accustomed to the way we do things today. But in ancient times, they said HaMavarech HaSamo Yisrael Bashalom, finished. There was no L'Kai Nitzar, and they didn't say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, and the next thing they did was they took three steps back. Or it could be they did not even take three steps back. Let's make that assumption. So go back 2,000 years. HaMavarech, I don't know, 2,000 years, you have to know when Anshei Knesset Gedola formulated the Nusach HaTfila, HaMavarech HaSamo Yisrael Bashalom, that was the end of the Shemona Esrei. You didn't even take three steps back. That's what it's he's discussing. So what happens if now? Of course, it existed. People said their own nusach. People, you daven to Hashem. Whenever you spoke privately to Hashem, you came up with your own nusach atzila. It was the Wild West. You do whatever you want. And then Chazal slowly came along and they formulated a standard nusach for everyone. Shmuel HaKatan. Anshei Knesset HaGedola. It was a process. Right, it was a process of how tefillah was formulated. But let's look at the earliest point in time when tefillah came into existence. They had 18 brachos. HaMavarech Esamo Yisrael Bashalom. Finished. And you walk away. You don't even take three steps back. What would happen in those days if after you say HaMavarech HaSamo Yisrael Bashalom and then you realize, wait a minute, I didn't say Yalav Yavo, I did not mention Rosh Chodesh in Ritzei, or I did not mention the She'el of the same Talmud Levrach in Baruch Aleinu, is it too late? Is it curtains? I have to repeat the entire Shemona Esrei, or I can still go back? So he says from this ancient source that even back then, 1,000 years ago, it's not too late. You have a grace period of Toich Kedei Dibur. The amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri. 2 seconds. You have grace period. So, HaMavarech HaSamo Yisrael Bashalom. Give you 2 more seconds. And then, after those 2 seconds pass, then it's too late. Then you must repeat the entire Shemona Esrei. So he goes on to say that based upon that we can be lenient. We don't do that today because today it doesn't make a difference. Because today you can say HaMavarech HaSamo Yisrael Bashalom, you can wait 5 minutes and you're okay. Because since you're planning on saying Elokai Nitzar and you're planning on saying Yehiyu L'Ratzon and you're also going to take 3 steps back, you got a long way to go until you indicate that you're finished. So he takes this ancient halacha and extends the zman of the end of Shemona Esrei to taking your 3 steps back. In other words, he seems to say, even if you say Yehiyu L'Ratzon Imrei Fi V'Hegel L'Vilufnach Hashem Tzri V'Goli, he says you can be lenient as long as you didn't take three steps back, you can go back to Ritzei. That's not a common halacha, because most of us are learned, are taught that once you say Yehiyu L'rotzon Imrei Fi V'Hegin L'Vnei Hashem Shev Goli, even before you take your three steps back, it's too late. But he says, V'nira D'yesh L'smech Al Zeh Im Loi Okar Raglov T'chol Ke'okar Raglov Hadin Pashuk G'Shulchan Aruch T'chol Zeh L'Tchilas HaTzvila. So Rabbi Brown is coming to invent a new leniency. As long as you did not take your three steps back, Yesh Almal L'smech, you can go back to Ritzei or Baruch Aleinu and repeat the part of the Shemona Esrei. Now, I don't know if you really want to rely upon that, because again, it's much more common. If you ask a child in the yeshiva, Masif de Bacha, they learn the halachas, they'll tell you, you can go back to it, say, until you say Yehiyu L'Ratzon. Once you say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, it's too late, even if you did not yet take back your three steps. But here he's telling us, look at the Ikar Halacha. Ikar Adin is, you can say, Aham Mavarich HaSemo Yisrael Bashalom, and you can sit and do nothing. You have Teich Kedei Dibur. So that shows, even when you're totally finished, the Shemona Esrei lingers. It continues to linger for a few more moments. So certainly for us, Bizman Hazeh, when the last thing that we do is take three steps back, we certainly can consider our prayer to be lingering on until we do that. And you can believe, you can go back and say Ritzei. Okay, it's an interesting idea. The bottom line to take out of this halacha is, Shemona Esrei does not end until you really make a powerful statement that it's over. And there are different points of where potentially that moment can be. There's the end of the bracha, Hamavarech Hasamo Yisrael Bashalom. That's one. Then there's a pause of Toich Kedei Dibur. Then there's reciting the entire Lekai Netzar. And then there's Yehiyu L'Ratzon. And then there is taking your three steps back. And basically, since our custom is to take the three steps back, it's not over until you walk back. Okay, that's what comes out from this halacha concept. Shmona Esrei lingers until you express your will that it should end. And the ultimate expression is taking three steps back. Yes?
We learned before that if you want to say Kedusha with the chazan, you're in the middle of...
You should say...
So you say...
Yilurotzon.
So let's say that's the case, and you say the Ratzon, you say Kedusha.
And then you remember you didn't say Ritzei. You know, I don't know the answer. So you're asking a really good question. You're asking a really good question. You say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, and you say, then you answer Kedusha.
So you're showing you finished my message.
I guess so. I guess.
You take three steps back.
I guess so. I guess you can't say the three, because this already is a tremendous chiddush. What he's saying here is an incredible chiddush. You can say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, and you're still in Shemona Esrei because you didn't take your three steps back. But if you say Yehiyu L'Ratzon, and now you respond to Kedusha, I don't know for sure, I'm not a posek in any shape or form, but it would seem that saying the Kedusha is equivalent to taking your three steps back. Because this halach itself is a chiddush. If you say Yehiyu L'Ratzon and you don't take three steps back, you're not finished. But if you're answering Kedusha, you're finished. Because you can't be mafsik for Kedusha mil Shemona Esrei. So then, l'cha'oira, it would be too late, and you would be required to repeat the Shemona Esrei. That's what it would seem to come out.
Just to make sure, when you are allowed to go back, you go back to Ritzei?
Yes, yeah. Yes. You go back to Ritzei, or Baruch Aleinu, where you forgot the same Talmud L'Bracha. Yeah.
And Baruch Aleinu is the same thing?
Same thing. If you have got to say the same Talmud L'Bracha, same thing. Okay, let's now go to the next halacha. Shachach halacha yud aleph. Shachach b'rosh chodesh. O b'chol ha'moed, yalo v'yavo b'shachris. Af al pi shelo nizkar ad liachar she'espalo musaf. Even though you don't remember until you, the first time, you remember that you did not say yalo v'yavo after you have already davened musaf. Shekvar zochar shel rosh chodesh v'shel chol ha'moed. Mikol mokem tzarech lachzor u l'espalo shachris. You must daven shachris. You must daven shachris again, just because you daven Musaf and you mention Rosh Chodesh, it does not exempt you from your requirement to daven Shacharis with mention of Rosh Chodesh. You daven Shacharis after Musaf. The order is not Ma'akev. You can daven Musaf before you daven Shacharis. And in fact, if you come to Shul, some opinions hold, if you come to Shul late on Shabbos and they're up to Musaf, so you daven the Musaf with them and then you daven the Shacharis. Others say that you can daven the Shacharis. Your Shacharis can be at the same time as they are davening their Musaf, you're davening, different opinions on what to do. But let's this case, when you first remember later on, you daven Shacharis afterwards, and if it's ready Zman Mincha, then you daven a double Mincha, you daven a double Shmoneh Esrei Mincha for Tashlumin. Now he brings it.
If you miss Yalav Yavo by Shacharis and Musaf?
No such thing. Missing. Because Musaf, you're saying Rosh Chodesh and Liam Chonosata. So you actually say. What happens if you miss the Kurbanos? Right, let's say that's a little tricky law. Rosh Chodesh and Liam Chonosot Zman Kapara. You say all those fancy things, but you don't say the Iker. You don't say Rosh Chodeshem Takriva Oilu Hashem Ponim Nevakar Shnayim Bayim Lachay. Let's say you leave that out. You had a big problem, because if you don't make any mention whatsoever of Korbanos, you do have to repeat the Musaf. And the same thing is true when it comes to the Shalosh Ugalim. The only exception is if you mention a Korban. On Rosh Chodesh, somehow you mention, will be makriv the korbanos kehilchasa. And you don't actually specify what the korbanos are. It's good with the Eved.
Shabbos.
Same thing also.
Regular, suppose Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and you have a regular Musaf of Shabbos.
No, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, because you do not make any mention whatsoever that you bring korbanos on Rosh Chodesh. If you mention the word korban in reference to Rosh Chodesh, or the word korban in reference to the Moadim, the Shalosh Ugalim, even if you don't specify what the korban is, how many parim, how many elim, how many kvasim, it's kosher, it's good, it's okay, b'di'evit. Lechatchila, you're supposed to say exactly which korban you bring. That's the whole purpose of Muslim. But if you just say, and we will bring a korban as is required in some shape or form, that is kosher b'di'evit. But if there's no mention whatsoever of bringing a korban, that defeats the purpose of Musaf, lo yatsa, you must repeat the entire Musaf. Okay, let's go further. So we have over here, if you forgot to say it by Shacharis, and you realize after you daven Musaf, it's not yet Zman, if it's not yet Chatzos, you can still repeat the Shacharis Shmoneh Esrei. If it's already after Chatzos, then you shall daven a double Musaf. Now in the bottom he says something very interesting. Let's say this could happen. You daven Shacharis, and then you realize it's lav dafka when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, to have any day of the week. Let's say you started saying V'sein Talamot Levracha, right? V'sein Talamot Levracha. And then on your way out of Shul, you take off your tefillin, and now you realize, oh no, I forgot to say V'sein Talamot Levracha. It's December 5th, and you didn't come to Maariv the night before. You forgot that today is the first day. And you already took off your tefillin. Now you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. This can be for Rosh Chodesh, Shacharis, or it can be for a more practical, more common case of Shacharis of Talumotar. Are you required to put your tefillin back on to daven the Shacharis Shmoneh Esrei? Because the tzura of tefillah is wearing tefillin. In fact, tefillin is a double plural for tefillah. What is tefillin? Tefillin is the plural, is a tefillah shel yad, and a tefillah shel rosh. Tefillin is a miniature Beis HaMikdash. What are the terminology for tefillin? You have the titura, that's the bottom part, and the top part is the bayis. Right? It's a bayis. And what is the singular of tefillin? Tefillah. So what's the top part of your tefillin? A Beis tefillah. What is etched on the tefillin? The shin. What's the purpose? What's the shin stand for? The Shem Hashem. V'rohu kol ame ha'aretz ki Shem Hashem nikra olecha v'yoru mimecha. That shin is for the ame ha'aretz, to see, the world to see. What is the Beis HaMikdash? Ki beisi, beis tefillah l'chol ha'amim.
What was the bottom part called again?
Titura. Titura. What?
The head.
Of course, Shulchan Aruch, the Titura. You heard the term titura, the part that sticks out, the base that sticks out. It's called the titura. It's tough.
Tough
yud. It's a tough. I believe it's a tough. It's Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Lama base. Probably an Aramaic word. It's in Shulchan Aruch. It's Shulchan Aruch in the laws of Tefillin. It's a very popular word in the laws of Tefillin. There's the titura. The titura must be perfectly square, and that is. The bottom part is the titura, the upper part is called the bias. And tefillin in singular is a tefillah. So it's a base tefillah. And the shin is the shem Hashem. Ki basi base tefillah l'chol ha'amin. Tefillin is a miniature base hamikdash. Inside is the shem Hashem. That's one of the reasons why you don't wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. Besides, the famous reason why you don't wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av is because we're in Avelus. Don't wear your pair, but the base Hamikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. So how do you put on your head a base Hamikdash, a miniature base Hamikdash, when the base Hamikdash is destroyed? Besides the simple reason, but there's a deeper meaning. It's a base Hamikdash. So what is the base Hamikdash? It is the Beiki Beisi, base Tefila L'chol Amin. Tefillin is what you're supposed to be wearing when you daven. When you daven, the tzura of tefillah is wearing talis and tefillin. You must wear tefillin when you daven. We only wear it by shacharis. We don't wear it by mincha because we're not nizar in a gufnaki. In ancient times, they wore it by mincha. And in fact, there are certain people, we shouldn't do this because it's like nechziki yahara, but there are people today that wear tefillin by mincha. And in fact, they wear different type of tefillin. People that are there, they have a chavivus of tefillin. You're not going to see this in America. And they go Eretz Yisrael, you'll see this more common. They'll wear a Beinu Tam tefillin, they will Shimushi Rabba tefillin, they will Raiva tefillin. Salavetchiks are into this. Certain people have a chavivus for tefillin, and the way you have an opportunity to wear different types of tefillin, if you're holding on this madrega, which is not for the average person, it's to wear these tefillin during prayer, because prayer is the tzur of tefillah is with tefillin. Okay, so we don't do this, but at least what? Of course, only Rashi make a bracha. You do not make a bracha when you put on anything other than Rashi. Certainly not. The halachas like Rashi, that's when you make a bracha. If you put on Rashi tefillin twice a day, you make a bracha twice a day, no problem. You put on a talis, you make a bracha. You put on the talis. That's pashut. But if you're wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin from Mincha, you don't make a bracha. Some salavatics, they wear the Ravit. You learn the sugyas from Sechta.
What's the difference between
the order of the parashios? The order, the way the parashios are arranged inside. The order of the parashios.
That's a little odd, considering that you're so into the Rambam.
The Ravit and the Rambam, yeah. Maybe it's the Rambam tefillin. I don't know. Maybe there's no argument. I don't know. Then there's something called we once had a shiur about that. Shimushi Rabba. That's like you have to be on a very high madrega to wear. You have to be a malach elokim to wear Shimushi Rabba. That's the Shimushi Rabba has the milos of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. It's a very complicated kabbalistic concept. I asked a Serbic sefer not so long ago. I was sitting at a kiddush with a sefer in the community. He's a pretty well established guy. I said to him, did you ever sell someone Shimushi Rabba tefillin? I asked him that question. He told me yes. People have come to him and ordered Shimushi Rabba tefillin. There are some very holy people out there, or people who think they're very holy and are roy to wear Shimushi Rabba tefillin. You don't make a bracha. You don't make it. You just put it on. You don't make a bracha. Rabbeinu Tam, like people, Rabbeinu Tam is not so uncommon. Do you see people wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin?
Do I see people say Kriyishma over again?
Yes, yeah, you should.
Rabbi, they do the same thing.
Of course, yeah. You say all for parashios of tefillin. When you wear a tefillin, you should say the parashios of tefillin. But it's much better to actually daven Shmone Esrei with tefillin. Saying the parashios, so you want to be true to what it says inside of the tefillin. But it's a much greater inyan that you should pray with tefillin, because tefillin themselves capture the essence of tefillah. Why am I telling you all this? Because of this halacha we wrote you on the bottom. If a person forgets to say saying talumot levracha, and you took off your tefillin, and you have a train to catch, and you're on your way out, and you realize, oh no, what did I do? I have to say over the Shemona Esrei, but I don't have enough time to put on my tefillin again. I'm going to miss the train. Is a person al pi halacha mechuyev to put on his tefillin before he repeats the shacharis of the Shemona Esrei of tefillas shacharis? And the answer is no. It's a good thing to do if you have the time. Put it back on, and you make another bracha, because you had Hesech Hadas, I'm not putting on my tefillin anymore today, you put on, make another bracha, but if you don't have the time, you don't have to, you have no obligation to do so. If you appreciate the inyan of tefillin, you would right away come to the conclusion that you should. He's telling us, yeah, that's true, there is an inyan, but al pi halacha? Halacha, no, zero obligation. Look at the bottom. Hey, tzarich lachzor ulespalul shachris ayin b'shal sechuvus maharshag. Beim shachach yalev yavo b'rosh chodesh v'hisker nehu adim ubinu v'yisched v'sein talumot levracha v'hisker atzma achas shecholat zatfilin ein tzarich lachzor lehoniach oid hapam hatfilin l'tfilas yudches. You don't need to put the tefillin back on. V'yochel hispalil oid hapam tfilas yudches b'loi tefillin. V'chein kosa b'shal sechuvus pri hasodeh. Okay, next halacha. Yud beis halacha yud beis b'chol makom shutzach lachzor l'spalul tzach l'hamdin k'day hiluch dalid amos. Any time that you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei, you finish Shemona Esrei, and you say Yehiu l'ratzon, you take your three steps back, and on the spot, as you take your third step back, oh no, what did I do? I forgot to say Yalev Yavo. I have to repeat. So right away, right, take your three steps forward, go into a new Shemona Esrei. No. You have to wait the amount of time it takes to walk Dalit Amos. How long does it take to walk 6 feet? A second and a half. Not more than that, maybe 2 seconds, if you're a very slow walker, whatever it takes. You have to wait, you have to pause before you enter into a new Shemona Esrei. Or, very common, not very common, a Chas Hashem, a person has to daven a double Shemona Esrei. He missed Mincha, it happens, Chas Hashem, it can happen, you forgot to daven Mincha on a short winter day, whatever the case is, and now you have to daven a double Ma'ariv, so you go into the Ma'ariv knowing, I have to do this twice, right? I have to daven a double Ma'ariv. So you may have the tendency to get it over with. And you finish the first Shemona Esrei right away to go into the second Shemona Esrei. So you have to know the halacha. You're not allowed to do that. You have to pause for a few moments, for a moment, at least a moment, before you enter into your second Shemona Esrei. It's not just a little halacha. There is limud musar. Limud musar is, you come to daven Shemona Esrei, that has to be with, don't do mitzvahs chavilois chavilois. Certainly when you come to Mevakesh Rachamim, it should not be a burden. God, just get it over with and just bundle collect the two together. Thoughts. Collect your thoughts, right.
That's
okay.
The problem why you missed it the first time.
That might also apply to a place where Ma'ariv is followed immediately by...
That's a very interesting idea. You're extending the concept, not to the Shemona Esrei, but it's a very interesting idea what you're saying. I like it. There has to be a pause. You see that you got a mincha ma'ariv. You're not makban on this man. It's a very interesting idea. Don't just bundle the two together. It's an extension. You want to say that it's an extension. It's an extension because why do you have to wait? What, is there really an need to wait? I don't know the halacha. You wait because there's an Indian, right? So, no, I always was puzzled by this. This Indian, like, you know, the American shuls. Today we live in a different generation where it's a very yeshivish world. Everyone is affected by the zman, kriya shema, you wait, this, that. But go back years ago in America, especially in America, it was a study that mincha ma'ariv together. And they learned between mincha ma'ariv. If you study, go back to the sources, and you ask the old timers, the reason why they learned between mincha ma'ariv was primarily because that was the only learning people did the entire day. Most people were balabatim. They didn't. It was a different society. People worked. Learning was not what it is today. Learning was not on such a high, you know, on a pedestal. You have to learn the Torah. This is the only learning you're going to do. So when are we going to do it? So we're going to do it between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Da'a Mincha, we'll learn a little bit about Ma'ariv. It wasn't instituted to learn between Mincha and Ma'ariv that there should be a hefsek, or that we should daven Ma'ariv bizman. If learning was not an issue at all, they would just daven Mincha Ma'ariv, period. No, Rabbi Yisai, let's learn a Mishnah. It's not nice to go a whole day without learning a Mishnah. This is before the days of Daf Yom, before the days of the Ribuy of Torah. You gotta learn a Mishnah.
That's why they had Chevron Mishnayis.
Chevron Mishnayis, or you learn something. Today, most people, most shuls, it's not an issue because everyone learned to the Daf Yomi early in the morning, 5 o'clock, or they're going to a shir, they're learning in the car. Now is not the time for me to learn. I learned already, I will learn, I'm not going to learn between Mincha and Ma'ariv. So many people today are challenging this concept, this traditional concept that we have really in Chutzos in America, of learning between Mincha and Ma'ariv. And in fact, unfortunately, you go to many shuls where the Rav gets up to learn between Mincha and Ma'ariv, the whole shul packs out. Like 90% of the shul packs out between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Because it's a different generation, I learned already, I don't need this, I'm not interested, I'm going to learn later on. 30, 40 years ago, no one left the shul. Because this was the only learning every single person in the community did the entire day. So now they abolished the learning between Mincha and Ma'ariv. So why are we waiting? Oh, for the Zman. Anyway, we're not going to make the Zman. Anyway, I'm dead tired from a long day of work. I want to daven Mincha. So let's just do it together. Mincha and Ma'ariv. And in fact, that's what's happening in some places, Mincha and Ma'ariv. But now you're coming up with this brilliant idea. No! You just can't daven Mincha and Ma'ariv. There's another aspect. It's just like you can't daven two Shemona Esrei unless you pause for one moment. You don't just go from Mincha to Ma'ariv without a pause. It's not, it's chavilos, chavilos. Learn in Mishnah that there should be a pause. It's a very beautiful idea you're saying, which really is very applicable to this new generation. Yeah.
Oleinu, a kind of pause.
What?
Oleinu ends like Mincha. So
she's saying that's the pause. You want to say that the Aleinu, but we don't perceive it in that fashion. We perceive it as part of a whole set. It's a whole prayer begins Ashrei to Aleinu, Kadosh Yosem. If you doesn't go into Ma'ariv, you're bundling Mincha with Ma'ariv. A little bit step back.
Yeah, I've seen this in out-of-town shuls.
Yeah.
In particular, where it might be the only minion in the community.
Right. And they pause. They learn a little bit. Yeah. But a lot of though they're learning there. I know an out-of-town shul. I go every so often. I go to a certain place out of town once in a while. And it's clear as day. There no one leaves. And it's clear as day it's the only learning that they do.
Right.
The people there, they're not learners.
Right.
This is the also adrab mincha, a learner shtickle. The rabbi speaks a little halach, a little inyan, what the day is about, a mishnah.
Ma'ariv,
that was the years ago here. That was the years over here. It's still done like this out of town. It's still like that out of town. What? Dinner shul's right. It's their only learning. But you go today into the shuls that used to do it in this neighborhood, so everyone's running away. And then sometimes they're trying to, in fact, abolish this pause in between. Let's just have Mincha Ma'ariv. But it's an important concept. What he's saying is, even if you're going to abolish the learning for the sake of learning because everyone went to Daf Yomi already, it's not nice to bundle together a Mincha Ma'ariv to get it over with. You have to pause a shtickel hefsek. I like it.
But sometimes they leave early.
Yeah.
They don't want to daven tomorrow at the time of the day. They want to daven tomorrow later.
Right, that's a religious thing. The Zmanim. Today, where everyone's into.
Right.
It's available. Okay, there are many different inyanim. Okay, let's go further. Let's do halacha yud gimel. One more halacha. Halacha yud gimel. We want to finish. Let's finish. I'll try to finish up. It's short to finish the sermon. Halacha yud gimel. Shliach tziba shaita betfilas halachash. The shliach tzib made a mistake. He forgot to say yalla v'yavo. The private Shemona Esrei. Does he have to repeat? Does he have to repeat over the Shemona Esrei a second time before he says the loud Shemona Esrei? No, because the truth is, a shliach tziba maker hadin doesn't need even daven the private Shemona Esrei. It's an incredible chesh halach that you let him say 19 brachas for no reason.
It's
19 brachas. It's practice.
Right.
It's practice. You practice the nusach. Especially, you know, something like I'm now davening. Especially for me because I daven every day. I daven every day. Ashkenaz and Sfard, and I'm all tzimished. So it's very good. And I daven one too. Let me review the nusach. Now it's Sfard. Let me review the nusach. Daven my private Shemona Esrei. You don't really have to do Bizman because I have Sidurim, but it's still not such a bad idea. Let me daven my review the Nusach because it should be fluent when I repeat it later on. It's practice. That's why Chazal instituted the person should say the private Shemon Esrei before he says the loud Shemon Esrei, the public. But let's say you forgot Yalla V'Yavo, and now they're going to have to wait for you. So now you don't do it. Now, what would be the halach? I don't know. It doesn't say what the halach is going to be. Let's say the davening, you have plenty of time. The rabbi davens a very long shmoneh esrei. You can daven four shmoneh esrei in the time he davens. So even if I forget Yalav Yavo a second time, I'll have time for a third. So what is the halach? It doesn't say.
You don't repeat it.
It seems like you don't. I don't know. It doesn't say. Shliach, you get one shot. The Shliach Tzibur appears to get one shot to get it right in the silent Shmoneh Esrei. Right. If he ruins it, we didn't give you a double. That's what it seems to say.
But the Chazorah,
of course, you have to repeat the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Shliach Tzibur Shetob B'Tfilas Halachash in the silent Shmoneh Esrei. Einoy Choyzer Mispal Shenis Mibnei Torah Tzibur Ella Soimich. He will rely on Ella Al Tfilas Sheyispalel B'Kol Ram Ulechein Li'Acha Chazor Satfil. Now, there's enough min lahalach lemaisa. When you daven your private Shmoneh Esrei, you say Elokai Netzar. And you take three steps back. When you dive in the public, you don't say L'Kai Nitzar, and you don't take three steps back. No requirement to do so. Some people do that. That's not necessary. You see, they don't have to do that. So L'Kai L'Achar HaZor Satfilo Yoimar L'Kai, you have no choice. You're going to have to matriach the tzibur. They're going to be screaming, boy. You're going to have to say L'Kai Nitzar when you finish. And, but you have you can't go further. You have to Yoimar L'Kai Nitzar. If you have Siya Gimel Psis, you take three steps back. Ach, im tov begimel brachos rishonos. But here he says, let's say you make a mistake during the first three brachos. You've got to say mashiv ruch mordai geshen, and you're davening your private shmoneh esrei. B'nizkar koydim shehishlam tfilasto b'inyan shelo yihei b'chazoros harechat tzibur yachzor v'yispalo. So I stand corrected. It appears that he does seem to say that if it's not going to be a terechat tzibur, if you're able to get another shmoneh esrei, and that seems to be certainly the case when it's only a matter of the first three brachos, when you make a mistake and after the first three brachos and you realize early on, and there's no terechat tzibur, you can right away finish your shmoneh esrei before it's necessary to begin, then he seems to be saying that you should repeat your private Shmoneh Esrei. Yudalit, last halacha on the simin, b'yoy matainis, bein b'tainis sibur, bein b'tainis yachid, oy bein b'tfilas hamincha, b'bruch hashmak leinu, aneinu. A private person says aneinu in middle of shmak leinu. A private person. But the chazan makes a separate bracha. A separate bracha after re'einov onyenu, there's a separate bracha, and that said both at Shachris and Mincha. The private individual only says Aneinu at Mincha and does not make a separate bracha, but inserts it within Shema Koleinu. The Shliach Tzibur has a separate bracha and he says it by Shachris and by Mincha.
Does it matter if he's fasting or not?
Oh, so if he is, this gets to the whole story getting an aliyah. If he is fasting, he should not be davening. If he's not fasting, he should not be davening mincha. No, that's right. You're not allowed to.
No.
You're not allowed to. And let's say you discover that you are, I think so, b'dievah you could do because you represent the tzibur. But lechatchila, you should not. Lechatchila, a shliach tzibur that is not fasting should not be the shliach tzibur. Because he cannot say with truth and sincerity, aneinu. If he makes a mistake and he realizes that he is not fasting, when he comes to aneinu, I believe that he does make the bracha because he represents the tzibur, and the tzibur is fasting. But he lechatchila is not daven. Let's go further. Yochad v'oymim oya b'tzilas hamincha b'chus hashmak leinu, aneinu l'chshmiya l'b'chol eis tzara v'tzuka. When you come to the conclusion, then you go back to the end of the shmak leinu, you conclude, yisayim kiyato shmeya tfila. V'im shochach miloymar aneinu. Let's say you forget to say aneinu on a tainis, no big deal. Im lo nizkal aliyach hashamar es hashem y'birch hashmaya shmeya tfila. That's according to the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, but according to the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, you do say it. Because according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, it's the Shema Kalinu lingers. And being that it lingers, you can insert it right then and there. Elo li'acha shagamar kol atvilo li'acha lukai nitzor koidim shiak raglav. Oimro ad b'chol, you say the Nusach, so according to the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, you say at the end of Shon Esrei, in a lukai nitzor, after you say yihiyu l'ratzon, or within, before you say Yihiyu L'Ratzon, at the very, very end, Ad B'chol Eitz HaVitzukum, Sayim Yihiyu L'Ratzon, then you say Yihiyu L'Ratzon. Vim Loi Niskar Aliyach HaShakar Raglov, if you remember that you forgot to say Aneinu after you already took your three steps back, Einoy Oimoy Oid Klal, you do not need to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. And you know, it happens also, Shliach Tzibur can forget it also. It happens. I remember even at a very public Tisha B'Av program, I know the big Tisha, many, many years ago, my mincha, the Shliach Tzir forgot to say Aneinu. And can you imagine, like the person in the Muslim, I don't know, a few hundred people.
No
one was paying attention. And he forgot to say Aneinu. He forgot to say Aneinu. And the time they realized he's got to say Aneinu, so they had him say it. I don't remember exactly. Okay. I think they have him say it during Shema Kolenu.
Probably.
They've got to make the seven bracha. Okay, so things, all strange things happen.
Yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
What about
you're not supposed to get an aliyah. If you're not fasting, you should not get an aliyah when they lay in Vayichal. The laying Vayichal is for the tainus. And if you're not participating in the tainus, yeah. Yes. Are you allowed to?
You're drinking something on Tishrei.
Allowed to drink?
Drink.
Yeah.
Not eat, drink.
Drink, okay. That's considered not fasting.
That's not fasting.
Just because you're not fasting does not mean you're allowed to eat. You only what you need to eat. If a person has to drink and should still not eat, just because you have to break your fast does not mean you're allowed to eat. But it's not in halacha considered fasting, and you're not allowed to get an aliyah. You should not. Yeah.
And he was here, he asked the shalom. He had eaten.
Yeah. Wait, what happened? You're saying this Shiva on Tisha B'Av.
On Tisha B'Av, so he was davening before the Yom Kippur.
Right.
And so the morning wasn't a problem yet. By the time Mincha came,
he was already eating because he had doctor told him to eat.
So he was asking people, should I?
No, you should not.
Even though he's in Shiva.
So he won't daven. Big deal. You go to a Shiva house, there are 10 brothers. Only one brother davens, right?
He's the only son.
It doesn't matter. You should davening. This inyan of davening for the Amud is overrated, big time. Yeah, it's true. It's a nice thing to do. You should do it if you can. You should, but it's at what expense? It's highly, highly overrated. The inyan to daven for the Amud during Avelis, even during Shiva. It's a very nice thing. The Chida always remember the Chida. The Chida says that there are two people that have a chiyuv to daven, and one is a Talmud Chacham, and one is not learned. Who should daven for the Amud? The one that doesn't know how to learn, because the one that knows how to learn can learn a Mishnah, and learning a Mishnah is a much bigger schus than davening for the Amud. So let the one who doesn't know how to read a Mishnah, let him daven for the Amud. So at least he gets the schus, and he'll say the people answer Amen to his brachas. It's highly, highly overrated. The inyan to daven them. They go to shuls. They mamish. This life enemies are made over davening, not davening. Like I always tell the story where the ultimate insult was. This you say this to someone, you finish for life. Imagine the suchus is there was two people who wanted to daven. One had the yahrzeit for his mother. One had the yahrzeit for his father. One was the chiyah for his mother. One was the chiyah for his father. And one guy, after they were arguing and fighting, so one said to the other, your mother doesn't come anywhere near my father. Okay, so you can imagine the nachas ruach in Gan Eden that the neshamas are having over this fight.
The neshamas are having aliyah.
It's highly, highly overrated. Davening for the Amud during the year of Shiva. Okay, let's stop.